21st Century Universal Collecting Procedure. In the very beginning of childhood, there were things you could touch and fondle and smell and rub and truly enjoy, such as coins. You could pick up a coin given you by a kind uncle and feel the ridges around the edge, smell the slightly acrid metallic odor, and wonder at the figure and words thereon, at the difference between front and back, heads and tails, and wonder who came up with what was supposed to be head and what was supposed to be tail. Then, if another uncle gave you another silver dollar and another, you could say you were collecting silver dollars. You could hide them safely away in your littlest angel cigar box under the bed and meditate on them late at night or during quiet, boring afternoon heated hours. And then you could put them all in your pocket and walk around with one hand in your pocket, reveling in the sensuousness of those round, hard, and now warm objects in your small palm, so big and so heavy for their size. You could spend so much time playing with them that for the rest of your life, you would have a physical reaction each time you saw a large coin. Eventually, the coins would begin to show wear from all the attention, and the metal would take on a different, softer, more friendly glow. You grow up a few years, hit adolescence, and forget about your coins, till one day, you see some beautiful glowing coin in an ad or at a flea market and decide that you want to start a collection of your own now that you no longer depend on the kindnesses of uncles long past. That's when the startling truth about 21st century universal collecting procedure hits you in the face. When you hang around other collectors, you learn that the very worst thing you can possibly do is actually touch the coin. Monetary value is talked about rather than nostalgic rushes of blood to the face. Resale and investment opportunities intrude themselves from the mouths of experts in the field, and you feel suddenly not so hip in admitting that you just want some coins to touch and play around with. And so it goes with book collecting. I used to believe that my most valuable books were the ones I'd read the most, turned down the most pages in, cracked the spine to the best passages in, read till the covers came loose, made notes in. But when I met other professionals in the field, I realized that the coin craze had hit them too. They turned their noses up at the sight of a well-read book, talked of mint condition books and first edition printings and protected dust jackets. And I bought into that in order to get started in book collecting. But I still sneak off to the corner of my loft and pull the old, worn personal copies out once in a while. You know, the ones I won't sell to anyone else. And I feel that old, familiar handful of words that I have had intimate contact with for, oh, so long. And I am still partial to customers who actually read books and smile inwardly when they touch them. I have trouble not feeling sorry for those who buy books to see and show, but not to escape into and fall in love with.